And you don't stop. Maybe you should just start it. Start what? The podcast.
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Oh. Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Here we go.
Play to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
B.A. Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
It was July the 6th, 2020. The year of the COVID, or the year of the corona. This year is... it's half over. It's halfway over. And the one half we're finished with has been all the way fucked up. I mean, you think about all this shit that's happened this year. There's been like 10 years worth of fucking calamities that we're dealing with. But number one on the list is this motherfucking COVID. It's fucked everybody and everything. It's affected. It has affected everybody. In one way, shape, or form. I mean, our life will never go back to the way it was. People keep talking about this is the new normal. It is. Especially the face mask thing is one of the eeriest, because you're just going to get used to seeing everybody walking around with face masks on. Or face coverings, if you will. I can remember the people you would see wearing it would be like, you see people in the Asian countries and fucking Michael Jackson. I'm not even going to go down the whole conspiracy theory lane. Yeah, but like I said before, I've come full circle with this shit. When it first started, you're kind of like, okay. So they want people to stay home and only essential workers. Okay. All right, so you're wearing a mask, and obviously I work in a hospital, so I'm going to be wearing a fucking mask. Now it's and they created a policy, a temporary policy, as if you will. That's permanent. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be wearing a mask for the rest of my career, rest of my job working days. Which, it makes sense. It does. You're working with around sick people. You should wear it. But then you got all these people on the fucking internet. I mean, on social media. Just arguing. You got all the factions. The people who say, fuck mask. I'm not wearing a mask, man. You know what? The flu kills this many people every year. The mask is not going to fucking protect you. You're just a fucking fool. You listen to the government. And then there's people like, look, you need to wear the mask. If you don't wear the mask, you're a fucking idiot. If you don't wear the mask, you're a fucking idiot. You need to stay away from people. There was a part of me that was like, I almost felt like, and still kind of do to some way, shape, or form. No, I really do actually feel this way. That they should just, in a way, and I hate to say this, but just open everything up and let nature take its course. And I know by me saying that, I could be affected by it. A family member might could be affected by it. I might even get sick and die. But maybe this is life's way of, trimming the fat, the excess that we don't need. Real talk, like, I was serious about it, and then it hit home. My boy got it and passed it, and his girl got it, passed it to his kids. His kids go to his ex-wife gets it. So it hit close to home. I had a relative that got it, and that's when it became real. And that's where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm not fucking around anymore. And as far as stand-up comedy goes, yeah. I'm not going to... Because they had a point to where things were opened up. Comedy clubs were actually open up. Bars were opening up. Places where I go and do open mics had opened up. And I didn't rush out to them. Partly because the first weekend I was pretty lazy. But then it was like, well, wait a second. They open everything up and the shit's spiking. And so now they've closed shit back down again. So I'm not rushing to the hill to do that shit. There's no point. Take your motherfucking time. Okay? Gotta stop here because he's gotta smell every fucking branch or tree or if you will. You know, I'm not gonna go on and on about the fucking coronavirus. I'm gonna stop with that because I'm tired of talking about the shit. I say that, but something else will fucking occur to me, and I'll have to drop another one. But no, seriously, let's stop.
My God. I'm thrilled the White House called me tonight because I'm actually working on a hip-hop album. It's a concept album about the life of someone I think embodies hip-hop, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. You laugh, but it's true. He was born a penniless orphan in St. Croix of illegitimate birth, became George Washington's right-hand man, became Treasury Secretary, caught beef with every other founding father, and all on the strength of his writing. I think he embodies the word's ability to make a difference. So I'm gonna be doing the first song from that tonight. I'm accompanied by Tony and Grammy-winning music director Alex Lacamoire. Anything you need to know, I'll be playing Vice President Aaron Burr, and snap along if you like. How does a bastard orphan son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar? The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they had placed him in charge of the trade and charter. And every day while slaves were being slaughtered or carted away across the waves, our Hamilton kept his guard up inside. He was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter. Then a hurricane came, devastation rained, and our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. Well, the word got around, they said, this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world is gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. His name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things he hasn't done. But just you wait, when he was 10, his father split full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick, and Alex got better, but his mother went quick. Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide, left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying, Alex, you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf. There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent of restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and other things he can't afford, scamming for every book he can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man. The ship is in the harbor now, see if you can spot him. Another immigrant coming up from the bottom. His enemies destroyed his rep, America forgot him. And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him. Alexander Hamilton, we were waiting in the weeds for you. You could never back down, you always had to speak your mind. But Alexander Hamilton, we could never take your deeds from you. In our cowardice and our shame, we will try to destroy your name. But the world will never be the same, Alexander. Yeah, I'm the damn genius that shot him.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, you guessed it, that was the birth, the beginnings of the juggernaut that is an entertainment, that is Hamilton. A musical, a Broadway musical based on the life of Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton. Gee, Flynn, come on, you're fucking killing me over here, man. I can't even, Mr., was it Lin-Manuel? Man, yeah, that guy. All right, you sniffing bushes. This dude has created something that everybody loves. And we'll start the arc of that. And that would be... I think I probably heard it about it. I heard beginnings of it. You know, you hear people talking about musicals. I mean, one I've heard a lot of people talk about is the Book of Mormon, which, based off South Park episode. I think I might have to go back and watch that. And apparently that's really good. I heard about it for years. And then in other conversations, I'd hear about this Hamilton thing. A play, musical, based on the, well, what is he, the vice president? Dude, you just watched this shit. How do you not even remember? He was an economist. He was a vice president. He was the first treasury secretary. Basically, is credited with creating our financial system, banking, and all of that. And I can only imagine him pitching this idea to whoever he's got to pitch it to, whatever suit. And so, off a treasury secretary, a musical, and it's going to be all black people or all people of color except for one, which is the King of England? I'm pretty sure... He had a couple of, I'll pass. Probably had the door slammed in his face a couple of times. I don't know, I'm going to find out because I'm going to read the book. When I say read, I'm going to listen to the podcast. Where he talks about the behind the scenes and how it was created. Dude was reading a book and came up with the idea. And at the beginning of this, the seedlings was that rap, 2009. To Obama, which was, I'm pretty sure, like when he was doing it, he kept, my dog just slipped. How do you trip and fall when you have four legs? You gotta be next level clumsy to pull off some shit like that, Flynn. I'm just saying. But 2009, when he kept saying, his name is Alexander Hamilton. It's funny because you could see, like, the audience, is this a joke? And even when they gave him the standing ovation, they're, like, standing and clapping like they couldn't. Well, because Obama did it, and so everybody else has got to do it. He's a trendsetter. And I'm sorry, another side note. I love how people are like, you know, our country is so fucked up. We got Trump in office. We got Biden running against him. Can we please just bring back Obama? I'm like, you really, really, really think that fool is going to want to come back? That motherfucker's definitely enjoying retirement. He's not trying to come back to this shit. I mean, think about it. He had been a two-term president. Probably making, he's probably killing it. Making top dollar on the speaking circuit. And yeah, no. fuck that president shit. I mean, you got to turn on Twitter every now and then and see Trump shitting on you. Trump's been in office 4 years and he's still trying to blame him for shit. But I'm not going to get into that. And another side note, we're going to get back to Hamilton. Dude, this Kanye West thing, get the fuck out of here with that, man. Get out of here. Dude, I'm sorry. People fucking taking that actually serious? No. Dude's bipolar. They're not putting him in office. No. And just because he says he's running doesn't mean a damn thing. It's a publicity stunt. But the thing is you could say that. You could have said that about fucking Trump. I did say that about him, and he's the president now. So there's a point where you're like, are you serious? People are really considering? They are. I mean, how much worse could he do? Much worse. Much, much, much worse. I mean, I know this, though. Whatever he's going to do it his way. Kind of like 45 has. Yeah. Just stop, okay? I'm not voting for him. On the strength of, I'm not. I can't. I won't. All right, back to Hamilton. If you haven't seen it, you definitely have to watch it. And here's another question that I pose. It's like, why now? Why now do you release that? You stream it. Because it's been playing for, I think it hit 2015. Sold out everywhere. And you decide, and Disney Plus being who it is, they probably just scratched him a check for $1 billion. It's like, here you go. And then they boom, put it on our streaming service. There you go. You're welcome. First night, July 3rd, I couldn't get on. Couldn't get on to watch it. The server was crashing or something. It just wouldn't let me get on. Another reason was it was later. The shit's 2 hours and 40 minutes, but they fly by because it's so entertaining. I think the real reason that Disney did this is because of what I said earlier. It's basically an all-black cast. It's a cast of color. And with everything going on now with how in the United States, man, dude, they're bending over backwards to appease black folks. To the extreme, so much that it so feels like fucking pandering. I mean, they're ripping down every monument, anything that even looked like it was disrespecting black people, to which I don't really agree. I don't agree with that. I feel like you leave that shit up because it shows you something. You want to know your history, your good and your bad history, so that maybe you won't make that same mistake again. So I'm sorry. Confederate flag, you could have left that up, NASCAR. The NFL is talking about fucking a black national anthem. What the fuck is that? And apparently there's a song that's considered the black national anthem. And you even got my super pro militant black people that are black everything. Like, all right, man, come on now. I think I liked the NFL better when they was being overtly just racist. This shit right now is a bit too much. It's like they're giving you too much. It's like, we didn't ask for all this, man. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. I'm good. I'm incredibly good. Let's just, can we go, just meet in the middle. But I'm not mad at Disney for this one. They figure that you release this and it shows. Yeah, I'm cool with it because Hamilton was the shit. And like I said, when I heard earlier, it's a musical, people rapping it, that's cute. I knew the minute it opened up. I was kind of confused because they're introducing characters. And once you settle in and you know what's going on, I'm sitting there watching it with a stupid fucking grin on my face. And I can't even imagine what his thought process was. And how fulfilling does it have to be for you to come up with something super original, put it out there, and everybody fucking loves it. But I know for a fact, a part of this is, And it's just like with anything that becomes popular, you get the right amount of people, right amount of the specific type of people, like, what do they call them, leaders or whatnot, to like this, to show interest in something, they're going to, what's the word I'm looking for? Not enable. But people are going to want to follow these people. And you get enough of them, and the next thing you know, hey, good morning. Next thing you know, the herd's moving, and now the whole pack is going to be moving. I don't know if herd is smaller than pack, but I think you know what I mean. And I think with this, I think the right amount of people started. And once word of mouth starts, and once enough people start, then everyone's just going to jump on board. You know? It's like, hey, everyone else says it's good, so it's good. Because the shit is. If we ever get out of this this situation, because live performing in general, if it does come back, and I do go to a musical, the first musical I am definitely going to will be Hamilton. I'm wondering if there's going to be a drop-off. Because that was all the original cast that you're watching. You wonder. Well, I do. I had a coworker who, and that was the thing I remember asking her. She had actually saw the original and then watched it. And she was the last, nail in the coffin that had sold it for me to definitely have to watch it. She said that, yeah, it carried over. And if anything, she felt like she got more out of watching it on TV because she could hear better. They were cutting to different angles, and it enhanced what she had already seen. So I knew I had to watch that shit, but I was still scared. I was scared I wasn't gonna like it in a way too, because anytime something is like super pumped up and people are jocking it and they're talking about it's the greatest. You know, pumping up your expectations, a lot of times doesn't live up. That's why I live my life under the guise of diminished expectations. I diminish those motherfuckers because that way, if something isn't that good, I don't feel bad about it. I'm like, hey, I didn't think it was going to be shitting. Oh, my God. Speaking of shitting, this dude's going to shit every 20 seconds now. So basically, in the end, I'm giving it my stamp of approval. Check out you some fucking Hamilton.
Watch yourself, BA.
I almost hate even talking about politics. I hate even getting into even talking about fucking Trump. I mean, the things they'll do. And he said he's done and said so much that, like, we're all, like, desensitized by it. And I used to contend for a while and still do, but I'm starting to get pushed the other way that I didn't really think he was a racist. I just thought he was himself. He didn't give a fuck about anybody else but himself. But I'm starting to wonder. He's starting to make it real. He's sort of really, real difficult for me to not think he is. I mean, he's going to start his fucking rally on Juneteenth, a holiday, you know, black holiday, now it's being recognized, and he's gonna start it in the Tulsa town to where it was an all-black community that was wiped out, and you're gonna do it there? It's almost like, if you're not racist, why are you doing shit like that? Because you're making yourself look racist. And then you had the whole noose thing with Bubba Wallace, and there's a noose in his garage, and then there's an investigation that's been there the whole time, and he didn't actually see it. Somebody told him, and then Trump's like, yeah, I think the whole thing was a hoax. And it's like, man, dude, don't say anything. Just don't say your greatest asset to be to shut your fucking face. I mean, he can't get out of his own way. And that's why you think about this upcoming fucking election, him, Biden. And I was saying this the other day, man. Biden, he's going to pick Kamala Harris as his running mate. A black woman? Oh, yeah. And that'll basically lock up the the black vote is what that's going to do. He does that move. But then you got to say, and I've said this too, dude, if I ever had to be a politician in some way, shape, or form, fucking vice president of the United States, what do you really do? You're like the ultimate hype man. You're there in case shit happens. You should be like encased in glass. They break the shit. If somebody, you know, assassinates the president, you got to hop into action. Then the job would suck. But I don't, we don't want Pence in. No. That motherfucker will take us back to the 1950s. But, yeah, I'd love to be. I've said this before. Like, vice president, I would like to be DeVoe from Belle Biv DeVoe. And that blind Filipino dude in the Black Eyed Peas. All positions that have individuals inhabiting them that don't do shit but are getting fucking paid. Oh, yeah. That's the move. Alas, I did not start a political career, so. But I can start a band. I'm starting to think that maybe my greatest creative gift might be producing, arranging, being the man behind the scenes. But yeah, well, let's pause for a second. There's a fucking lawnmower. Did you see I'm recording something, you dick? You know, talking earlier about Kanye West throwing his hat in the ring. Dude, there's even people wanting The Rock to be president. Look, let me tell you something. You don't want that fucking job. I wouldn't want that fucking job. You want to talk about thankless? You'll never be 100% liked as president. And you'll never 100% across the board ever be considered successful in everyone's eyes as president. It just doesn't happen. So everyone's got their own agendas. Because in the end, everyone's want what they want. I don't give a fuck what you want. It's about me. I want shit that's going to make my life better. I want rules that are going to keep more money in my bank. I want laws that are going to give me more days off that I can take out. That's what I want. But that's not how the world works. But the shit we got going on now, man, if you think about it, man, it's 2020. If you put your finger in the air and felt the racial climate, what the temperature would be, it'd be fucking at odds. It's almost like we're back before civil rights in a way. I think maybe it's just the division is there. And a lot of people attribute that to the fact that, hey, when Trump was in office, he made it okay to be a racist. You get your ass up out the closet. You're like, oh shit, that's our guy. All right. He's saying and doing stupid shit. We can say and do stupid shit. It's depressing in a way. It is. But it's the only world I got. Too bad I couldn't go to another fucking dimension. Like into the Spider-Verse. You know what I'm saying? Go to a different universe. But I bet in that other universe, though, Trump would be, it'd be flipped. Obama would be the asshole and Trump would be the hero. But see, when you start looking at things like that, it's all in perspective. And it's whoever's narrative. Because we can't, we can only see the world through our own eyes, not through somebody else's. Which is what you've got a lot of white people now that are like, look, hey, I'm trying, help me to understand. I don't go through that. Maybe I do have white privilege. And for that, I think that's pretty commendable to be able to at least ask the question. At least, you know, get a little introspective. Like a lot of my coworkers come asking me, look, Brian, look, you're black, I'm white. And I'm always telling them, hey, look, I'm not the blackest motherfucker in the world, obviously, color-wise or, you know, I was raised in your world, so I've got a lot of your thought processes. But I can, you know, give you my opinion. And I think just about every person, they're sincere and genuine in that request. So, hey, I know this, man. Sports is cooked. It's cooked. The bubble thing. Yeah. NBA bubble thing. I think the Sacramento Kings and the Milwaukee Bucks, they've closed up their training facilities early. I think they're going to be traveling. All teams that are invited are traveling to start their like mini camps, I think, sometime this week. But they close camps amid, you know, positive COVID results from either players or staff members. And you're like, dude, you've already got shit going down and you haven't even fucking dropped your bags off at the Walt Disney, the Grand Destin or whatever their fucking place they're staying. And I looked at the bubble plan, and it's pretty comprehensive, all the rules. I mean, I don't remember any of them verbatim. I mean, as far as once you're, it's like once you're there, you can't leave. If you leave and come back, you have to be test quarantined and tested and have to have a consecutive number of positive results for you to be let back in. I think family can come to some degree, but again, once you're there, you're there. They're going to, you know, create some type of entertainment for the players because that's where they're staying. That's where they're going to be for the next 3 months. It was like a play-in tournament because there was a couple of regular season games that hadn't been played for the last spots in the playoffs. If a player tests positive while there, they'll be immediately quarantined. No, so if they show symptoms, they'll be immediately quarantined and again tested. Two consecutive negatives and they'll be let back. But if it's a positive, hey, it's a wrap, baby. You're done. They'll pull you out. And so if it's a player or a coach, then basically, then the whole team, I mean, because you remember how this shit all went down in the NBA. It was surreal. Why was that the game? There's a word comes out, some player and what was it? Oklahoma was tested positive, and Rudy Gobert, and he touched Donovan Mitchell, and not Mitchell, but you know who I'm talking about. And it was closed down because he was with him, and then the league was shut down after that. Baseball's trying to come back, but just like with the baseball, I mean, with basketball, players are given a choice. They're like, look, I don't want to fuck with this. I'm not trying to put myself in that position. Which, you know what? Good for them. Good for the leagues letting the players choose. I mean, ask yourself too, if you're a player, man, you're like, ooh, that's a lot of money I'm giving up. I mean, they're not getting their full paychecks. They're not playing full seasons. If you're like a max out guy, you're like, yeah, whatever. But if you're like that guy, that 10th man on the bench, bleeding for this caper, shit, you might have to just go do it. I mean, there's a part of me that thinks I would probably go do it. Because aren't they saying, like, for as far as athletes go, it's been, they even when they show positive, they don't show any symptoms, they're not really sick. I don't know, man. I don't know if that'd be my thing. And as it creeps closer and closer, like, the NFL's getting ready to be impacted by this. First, they were halving the, halvesying, cutting in half the preseason game. It was two. Now that I think there's word, they're not even going to do preseason. Because as it gets closer, dude, numbers are climbing. There's not going to be an NFL season. I really think just put all of that shit on the shelf and just wait, reset till 2021. That's it, man. Movie theaters are cooked. Ain't nobody going back to a movie theater. We're not going back to anything to where there's a big crowd of people and we got to stand in there. And people say, well, it's not that bad. But yeah, it is. It's already been put out there. And yeah, you best believe there's been a big time negative spin by the media because that's what they do. That's what sells fucking papers. It is what it is, man. I know this. I don't have a fucking gym. My gym's done. It's closed. I mean, shit, I've lost shit at work. They're making budget cuts at work. The way I accrue vacation, cut in half. Can only use a certain amount of sick days throughout the year. The matching for from my 401k plan, the cut. They've had a few layoffs, but the gym that was part of it, they closed that down. Now it's gone. So my thought process at first was like, well, I'll just wait and sign up to another gym, or maybe I'll just start going on base. I don't know, but I know fucking shit ain't right. I'll just maintain how I am now. Walking the dog, riding a bike, getting stuff in. Actually got pretty good point here recently. I think it was 170. I got down to 178. I'm trying to get to 175. I think I'd be optimal. Now I'm babbling about shit you don't care about. So this is my time to end this shit. Hope you had a good 4th of July. I did. I worked. Made some cash, son. Sarcastically speaking about sports, but not always. Peace.
Productions. You don't know about that, Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?